Good morning. It is 7:15 with Mike and Casey in the morning at WHUD. We've had him on frequently. We love him. And today he's with us at a very early time. Tim Gunn, what are you doing up so early?
Mike and Casey, I've been up for hours. How about you? You have too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we get paid. Well, I guess you're getting paid too, eventually. So we're going to talk summer fashion. And, you know, I am the fashion plate of the station. Oh. So Lord knows that I can use your help.
But you know something? I have to tell you both. I love radio because you don't have to think about these things
right. At
all.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I put on a shirt this morning. It's my favorite shirt. It's a red shirt. And I saw it in the closet, and I grabbed it last night. And then when you look up close,
It's
all frayed at every ending. The sleeves, the collar, the bottom of the shirt. So I look terrible up close, but from about a mile and a half.
It's beautiful.
It just looks great.
But
so
I love that shirt.
I do love that shirt. I've worn it out.
You need a new one.
Well, that's it. I got to get the same color, same style, same size, and put it in the closet and throw this one out, huh?
And I will tell you, red is very on trend this season, so you will find a red shirt. It won't be an impossibility.
Let me ask you, do you have, you know, those cozy, comfortable clothes that are a bit frayed, or do you never go there?
You know, Casey, I have to be really careful because people judge me. Mm. So when something gets frayed, maybe I'll wear it to paint my apartment, but I'm not going to wear it out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, you can't. But like you said, we're on radio, so I can.
Yeah.
You can. Absolutely. You're entitled.
All right. So what should especially most of our listeners are women, and so what should they be looking for summer trends this year? What's going to be hot and what's not?
Well, you know something? I have to tell you, in a way, it's ironic that I'm here talking about this because I'm the anti-trend guy. I'm always saying people could say something's on trend, and unless it suits you and your lifestyle, don't do anything about it. But what I really want to talk about is an epiphany that I had recently in terms of my own style, and that has to do with an accessory that three-quarters of us in this nation probably have, because three-quarters of the people in this nation need corrective eyewear. I had my lenses changed in my glasses. I have signature glasses that are rimless. I can't really change that, but I went to Transitions lenses. These are lenses that transition from light to dark, depending upon how much light you're exposed to. And I've been wanting to do this for many, many years and haven't. And I thought, I'm going to take the big step. And it's changed my life, to be perfectly honest. And I want people to at least consider doing this because it means you don't have to think about, where are my sunglasses? Where did I leave them? Where are my regular glasses? It's all just so easy, and you feel so stylish and, frankly, with it. And it's the earliest form of wearable technology. Think about that.
Yeah. So it doesn't get too dark? Because I always
worried
when you walked outside and then, you know, like the curtain comes down.
No, Casey, I have to tell you something. For me, as the wearer, you don't even notice the change other than the fact that you're not squinting outdoors. Someone looking at me would see the glasses get darker, but as the wearer, I'm not even aware of it. It's remarkable. And it's a sign of how far the Transitions optical technology has gone.
So you can sit on the beach and read a book?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Without wearing your cheater glasses and your sunglasses over top of them?
Precisely. No, that's what I mean. It's just made me and my lifestyle so much more user-friendly and, frankly, effortless. And there are enough things in life that are hard, and as many of them as we can get rid of, let's get rid of them.
All right, we're talking with fashion guru Tim Gunn. Now, the issue will come when you're filming Project Runway in front of all those big lights. It's going to look like you have sunglasses on.
You know, Mike, you are very perceptive, and the fact of the matter is, under those circumstances, I can't. I'll have to wear my regular non-transitioning lenses. You're quite right.
Yeah.
But every other time you're going to be wearing it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool, and it's really changed my life. I know that sounds dramatic, but if you experience it, you will be saying the exact same thing.
No,
so,
eyeglasses. You've got a lot of people listening who have a purse full of glasses that they bought at the drugstore.
Exactly.
And then they
exactly.
put those on with their sunglasses over top, and that's not a good look.
Well, it's not, and I think we each have a responsibility to ourselves to be as mindful of how we present ourselves to the world as we can be.
Now, did you ask anybody from the company how it actually works? Because it's always fascinated me that the glasses can change in, you know, the darkness and lightness of the lens. I don't even understand how that works.
Well, it really is the earliest form of wearable technology, going back several decades. And it is. I'm certain, a trade secret. And Transitions Optical does it better than anyone can. And it's what they do. So this technology is constantly advancing. And as far as I'm concerned, because I remember the olden days when you would look at someone wearing Transitions lenses and there'd be a bit of a tint indoors. Not anymore. They're perfectly clear. And it's something of a miracle as far as I'm concerned. I don't know all of the science and technology that goes into it, but I'm sure it's considerable.
Well, we would expect you to have the latest and the greatest.
Thank you, Casey.
Well, I got to ask you one question. What do you think of Caitlyn Jenner and the style that this now transformed woman has brought to the cover of the magazines and everything?
You know, I have the greatest respect for Caitlyn Jenner's courage and willpower, and I'll underscore courage. Huge respect and great admiration. And quite frankly, I think she looks quite stunning.
All right. Well, listen, you look pretty good yourself, and you're always hanging out with Heidi Klum, who never looks bad, right? She's never had a bad photo.
As gorgeous as Heidi is in print and on camera, she's breathtaking in person. I once had her hand in mine, and I looked at her and I said, Heidi, even your knuckles are stunning.
How often does somebody say that? Tim Gunn, thank you so much, and transition into the bright lights of New York later on, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Casey.
Have a great day.
You do the same.
We love having Tim Gunn on the show, and of course we have to play Style by Taylor Swift. What else, right?
He's always in style.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 7:22.